This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And joining us right now on that Fan Hotline is Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray. You been soothed by any hypotheticals lately?
Not quite yet, but it's still early in the day.
All right. Before we get into any nuts and bolts type things from the press conference yesterday, your read on the quarterback situation?
Yeah, I mean, I just think Mike is going to let this play out. And, I could see where he's coming from. If Russell Wilson isn't cleared to fully practice, then it's really not a decision that he has to make early in the week. I mean, every indication is, Adam, that Justin is going to make his fourth consecutive start. I know Mike left the door open a little bit yesterday, but honestly, until Russell goes out there and is a full participant, I don't think Mike really has to acknowledge it. And I just think, listen, maybe in Indianapolis, maybe Justin has a bad game. Maybe the Steelers lose. Maybe that's the natural way to get Wilson back in there as the starter. But I can definitely see where Mike's coming from. Why ruffle any feathers if you don't have to at this point?
Let's give you some truth here. And let's say that, you know, that they go out and they continue to win. Do you think that at the end of the day that we will see Russell Wilson as the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, with barring any injury of Justin Fields?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying, Doran. So, like, my question would be, if they won 6-3 this week and Justin Fields threw two picks, then my answer would be no. But if Justin Fields repeated his performance from this past weekend, where he threw for 245 yards and, you know, he made a touchdown play with his legs, then I would be inclined to keep the good mojo going and to keep Justin Fields as my starter. So I really think it's going to be a gut thing for Mike Tomlin when that time comes. But listen, I think you're onto something there. If Justin Fields continues to improve, and if he continues to play the way that he did against the Chargers, then I think Mike's going to have a hard time taking him out of the lineup, even when Russell is healthy.
Obviously, they're winning football games, and clearly, Justin Fields has shown them things that he didn't do in Chicago. I mean, he's protecting the football. He's been accurate with a 73% completion percentage. But do you think in Tomlin's heart of hearts, Ray, that he thinks Fields is better right now than Russ would be?
I don't know if he's able to answer that, just because there's been such a small sample size that he's had with Russ, and it's all been in practices. I mean, Mike hasn't had a lot of exposure to Russell Wilson and what he can be as a quarterback. I don't know if you guys picked up on the quote yesterday, but Mike said something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing here, you guys can probably find it in the transcript, but he said Russell has to be able to protect himself and he has to be able to produce, something along those lines. Yeah. So it's not just going to be, okay, Russ is cleared, he's back in the lineup. I mean, Russ is going to have to be able to move in a certain way on the football field. He just can't sit back there, you know, and be a sitting duck, maybe in the way that Justin Herbert was this past weekend. So I truly do think that Russell Wilson has to go on the practice field, number one. Number two, he's got to be a full participant. And then number three, Mike Tomlin and his coaching staff have to evaluate where he is athletically, how he can move around the pocket, et cetera, et cetera. before they make that decision.
Ray, are you worried about Jaylen Warren now suffering his second injury in about a month and a half, about his production this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're probably to that point. You know, this one's a knee injury, and anytime you have two lower body injuries, Dorn, I think that's it's a little bit concerning for anyone, but especially a running back, and you know, the way Jaylen Warren plays the game. So I didn't get a strong feeling that he's going to play this week, so I think we'll see a heavy dose of Najee again this week. That's really been the formula so far anyway. I know Jaylen was I know his snap count got up there against the Broncos, but Najee was still getting the bulk of the carry. So I think we'll see lots of Najee this week. I think we'll see probably a little bit more of Cordarrelle Patterson, and that if Jaylen Warren doesn't dress, I think we'll see Jonathan Ward up from the practice squad. I was really impressed with Ward throughout the preseason. I know he got dinged up late. You know, I don't think he would have made the team anyway, but if Ward has to come up for one game, if Warren has to be done, I think they'll be okay at running back.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, joining us in the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. I'm totally enamored with Nick Herbig. Doran is, put words in your mouth, Doran, he is as well. However, I do want to see some DeMarvin Leal in this game, Ray. And you know the Colts want to run the football. They've got a good offensive line. They've got Jonathan Taylor. I would think that this would be maybe a pretty big DeMarvin Leal game. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the people always say, well, why doesn't Nick Herbig play over Alex Highsmith? Well, I mean, they gave Alex Highsmith that big deal, but Alex Highsmith is also their best player, the best outside linebacker at setting the edge in the running game. So we'll see. I know what Nick can do as a pass rusher. There's no doubt he's an electric player in that realm, but, you know, we'll see how he does this week setting the edge. That's going to be a big test for him against Jonathan Taylor. So I agree with you. I think Leal being a bigger body in there, you know, maybe you would expect to see the number three inside linebacker, outside linebacker, 12 to 15 snaps a game, but maybe Leal gets up there around 20 or 25 this game just because the Colts like to run the ball so much. So we'll see if they make another move with an outside linebacker, if they sign somebody off the practice squad or get somebody else in there. But right now, this is a huge opportunity for DeMarvin Leal. We heard about him all throughout camp. He's having a great camp, this and that, but they haven't really played him yet. They're going to have to play him now, and it's time for him to step up and produce a little bit.
Ray, do you anticipate Isaac Seumalo getting a hat this week?
Just reading between the lines yesterday, I didn't get that feeling. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if Mason McCormick starts. And we saw that last week. They were working him in there, and then he rotated with Spencer Anderson on Sunday. And Mike rarely is, effusive in his praise of rookies, but kind of did it for a second week in a row. He did it with Troy Faletanu last week, and then, he did it again with Mason McCormick yesterday. And I thought it was really interesting what he said about these guys growing together. I mean, they're the future. Troy Faletanu, I know he's injured, but Zach Frazier, Mason McCormick, this is going to be the future Steelers offensive line, and I think they are committed to getting those guys on the field sooner rather than later.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you like the rotation deal going on?
I didn't love it when Broderick went in there and had the bad game against the Broncos, but to be honest with you, like, with McCormick, I didn't see much of a drop-off there, and it's obvious that they feel like, you know, he's ready to maybe unseat Spencer Anderson, even if it's only for a game. Because I do think Seumalo is going to come back, you know, fairly soon. They didn't put him on IR, so we know it's not a longer-term injury. But, yeah, I mean, the rotations can work sometimes. I know it's a little bit unorthodox for offensive linemen, but I'll give McCormick credit. He didn't make any big mistakes and looked like he went out there and played pretty well.
All right, last things for you, Ray. Quickly, maybe a little rapid fire here. We can't steal free association. We'll call it rapid fire. We'll make it ours because that's totally original. Who do you think's been the Steelers' best non-quarterback offseason acquisition among these four choices? Deshaun Elliott, Dante Jackson, Patrick Queen, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Elliott.
I mean, I was expecting a little more elaboration. I guess I wasn't clear on the rules there.
I'm playing the Starkey rules.
Yeah, I felt that the Starkey rules there.
Now, listen, Patrick Queen is going to be fine. I think Mike talked about it a little bit yesterday. He's still getting his feet wet. Thought he had his best game against the Chargers, but overall, just in that, you know, three-game sample, I'll go with Elliott.
Now you said too many words, Ray. I mean, it's just too much. You're taking up way too much time there. Goodness. All right, draft class. Obviously, Feltonu injured. But yeah. Feltonu, Frazier, we haven't seen Roman Wilson. We have seen Peyton Wilson, Mason McCormick, Logan Lee with a shout-out yesterday. Of those guys, through three games, who do you have the highest hopes for? Subject to change, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'll leave Feltonu out of it because I think if he was healthy, he'd obviously be the pick. Frazier's played really well, guys. I mean, I think he's already very good, and I think he can potentially be even better down the road. So I'll go with Zach Frazier.
Raymundo, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Ray.
A good weekend. It's a Wednesday right now.
That almost got me excited. I was like, what day is it? Is it Friday? Is it Thursday?
You know, Wednesday's kind of like our... That's kind of like a Wednesday.